Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 30th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Clinical phenotype and prognosis of real-world patients with wild-type transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy treated with tafamidis. Tafamidis has significantly advanced the treatment paradigm for transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, as demonstrated by results from a Phase 3 randomized controlled trial. However, comprehensive real-world data detailing its use remain limited. A critical need exists to understand the clinical phenotype of patients receiving tafamidis for wild-type transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy and its association with survival outside of controlled trial settings. This gap highlights the importance of observational data for characterizing outcomes in diverse patient populations. Article number 2. Clinical phenotype and prognosis of real-world patients with wild-type transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy treated with tafamidis. Tafamidis has significantly advanced the treatment paradigm for transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, as demonstrated by results from a Phase 3 randomized controlled trial. However, comprehensive real-world data detailing its use remain limited. A critical need exists to understand the clinical phenotype of patients receiving tafamidis for wild-type transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy and its association with survival outside of controlled trial settings. This gap highlights the importance of observational data for characterizing outcomes in diverse patient populations. Article number 3. Left atrioventricular ratio, LALV. Using left ventricular size as the reference for identifying maladaptive left atrial remodeling. The left atrioventricular ratio, defined as the ratio of maximal left atrial end systolic volume to left ventricular end diastolic volume, provides valuable context for cardiac remodeling assessment. This echocardiography-based measure aids in distinguishing between physiological and pathological cardiac changes. It addresses the critical need to consider the interdependence of left atrial and left ventricular remodeling, a relationship often overlooked in standard clinical practice. Article number 4. Heart rate variability coefficient of variation during sleep is a digital biomarker that reflects behavior and varies by age and sex. The heart rate variability coefficient of variation, an index of day-to-day cardiac autonomic fluctuation, functions as a scalable digital biomarker. This biomarker reliably reflects behavior and exhibits variations according to both age and sex. It offers significant potential for behavioral monitoring and health risk stratification in diverse populations. Article number 5. Mid and late-term left ventricular diastolic function after the Ross procedure. Long-term ventricular mechanics following the Ross procedure for congenital aortic valve disease are not well understood. This procedure, a common surgical option, requires further investigation into its mid- and late-term effects on left ventricular diastolic function. Understanding these long-term functional characteristics is crucial, particularly when comparing outcomes to other surgical repairs for congenital heart lesions. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.